Begin the current daf instead of this tiny daf test. Begin the mitzvah. Begin the tiny daf. Begin the words of the Gemara. Asa to asa. Which this is the pasuk that talks about taking ma'aser. So Tosfos Hachi is a b'sefri. This one's burned the sefri. Asa to asa is called the b'zerecha. You should surely tithe that which is from the grain of your crop. Hayutza asod shana shana that comes out of your field every single year. Only elit b'zerecha shachayv ma'aser. I would only know the grain of your seed that's chayv ma'aser. Ribbis. Regarding interest, pragmatia, and business, how do you know all other gains are also mechuyib in ma'aser? Let me ask kol. Where the Havamas Lememas Tavu Ascha could have just said your grain, my call, what's all the Rabbis Ribbis, but pragmatia, but Chodabash Mevichba, it comes to include interest and business and all types of gains. So too in the Gadic teachings we have in this pasuk, it says Hayitza Asad Shana Shana, that which comes out every single year. Klema, Im Loi Taasa Satcha Koygin, if you're not going to take off Meiser from your field appropriately, Lo Yilcha Ela Yitzim Nasad, you're only going to have which comes out of your field. Klema, Lo Yasa Satcha, your field's only going to make El Kavim Meiser Shayu Koym Lachem, only according to the tithing how much it was before, and the Hayna Yitzim Nasad which came out of your field. Klema, Masha Yisar Dog Lo Yitzim Meiser Nasad, whatever you used to take out from your field, which is the mice, giving it to the levy, that's how much it's only going to make when you stop taking mice. Mice about the method was stored with an individual, Shayu Asher. He was wealthy. There was a field that would produce 1,000 kor. So he would take off this wealthy person, 100 kor for tithe, which is 1/10, and he would take it off every single year. So he did all his life. When he was sick, dying, they called his son and they told him, B'nai my son. You should know that this field that I'm bequeathing to you, makes every single year 1,000 kor. Hizor, Shatafish, Kuv kor, and Kesha Asisa, be careful to take off 100 kor for Maisa, like I did. Umay Sayyidin, that man died. The son took over, but also saw the 1,000 kor and kasha hayo isa b'chayav, and the field made 1,000 kor like it did in the days of his father. Ve'efesh men the kuf kor and he separated from 100 kor. B'shana shniya in the second year, nistakal b'ra ben the son saw and he looked and shemaisa had hayo davar gal. A lot that he's giving away to the Levi. V'amash le'efesh, he said, you know, I'm not going to give this away to tzedak anymore. B'shana chaz the next year, nismayra saw the field diminished. Well, also came made kor and only made now 100 kor, only 1/10. Nitzarlov is in pain. So the relatives heard that it went down to 1/10, and because he hadn't taken off Meiser, so all these relatives came to him dressed in white and rejoicing. Amalei said to them, I think that you guys are happy with my downfall. Amalei said to them, we should be in pain for you. You caused all the bad for you. Why didn't you separate the Meiser as you're supposed to? Come and see. When you got the field from your father, you were the owner, and Hashem was, so to speak, the priest, which the portion going to Hashem was only 1/10. To give it to the poor. You didn't separate his portion from him. Now Hashem's in control and you're the coin. It doesn't make any more 1,000 kor. Now he's giving you the 100 kor. So that's the pasuk in Midbar, Perek Hey, Ishes Kadosh of Lo Yiu. A man, his holy things will be for him. Clement, what does the pasuk mean to say in Haggadic teaching? If someone does not separate appropriately the tithes, Lo Yiu Lo Ela Kadosh, he's only going to have the holy things. Clement, he's going to get only a tenth, which should be given. That's all it's going to make. This is what the Chacham say. Ma'akav Ma'aser, if someone holds back giving the Ma'aser, Le'seif Ba'at, the end it comes, Shle'yi lo ila echad me'aser, he's only going to get 1/10. He says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Mezera chaymer yasa eifa, the hainu, ha-Ma'aser, the eifa gimel son, the b'chaymer, yesh, lamet son. It's a seed of a chaymer, which is 30 sa', is going to make eifa, which is only 3 sa', which is 1/10. B'chaym Ksib Soto says, the pasuk, Ke'aser tzimadi kerem yasu bas achas, which it means to say that the work of 10 pairs of oxen which plow in the vineyard, from all their work is going to make only one bas, which is 3 saw, it's only going to be 1/10. But Rabbi Nosson Ha'ofniel Pirish, he explains how Yitzim Asad declaring what that actually means to say is Vim Lav, and if you're not going to give the Meiser, She'inat Tamavash Iser, you lo Eise Hayoitz Lasad, is going to go to the one who goes out to the field, the Hainu Eise Barasha, which he's called the Ish Sada, Kalem Ishikichu, that actually the all the gains of the field is going to go to the idol worshippers, and they're going to take it instead of the owner.